The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hello, you're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lisa Marquardt. I am a certified career and life coach, and my passion is guiding others to find and live theirs. My guest today exemplifies what I would love to see happen for so many others in the development of what they end up doing. Having a full-blown career that came from a passion that just kind of took on a life of its own. My guest today is Justin Murray. Justin's passion from an early age, off-roading in the Great Smoky Mountains of Tennessee. The vehicle, a Jeep 4x4. His career, he is the founder of the Great Smoky Mountain Jeep Invasion, one of the largest Jeep events in the world. We're going to go to break, and when we return, Justin will join us and share how the passion for Jeeps and off-roading has come to serve and benefit a thriving Jeep community with sometimes over 50,000 in attendance at his annual Great Smoky Mountain Jeep Invasion. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Home like the love of a pet. At Better Together Animal Alliance, they believe every pet deserves a loving home, and every home deserves a pet. Find your perfect companion and make this season one to remember. They're open Monday through Saturday and until 6 p.m. on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, so stop by after work and meet your new best friend. Better Together Animal Alliance, because we truly are better together. Visit today and learn more at bettertogetheranimalalliance.org.
Quality. No one's ever used that word before, have they? It's one of those easy-to-use, tougher-to-prove kind of words. Well, let Super One Foods show you how we define quality. Just take the salad test. Go to the produce department at Super One Foods. Get what you need to make the salad of your dreams. Then go home, slice, chop, toss, dress, eat, and enjoy. It's when you taste that Super One salad that you'll know you've experienced quality. At Super One Foods, our fruits and vegetables are big, plump, juicy, crunchy. Pick your favorite adjective, it probably fits. The one that really matters, though, is fresh. Always count on that. As for selection, incredible. And not limited by the changing of the growing seasons. Super One just keeps setting out the biggest and best fruits and vegetables for you all year long. Makes for one heck of a salad test. You already know Super One for low prices, but produce is all about quality first. Selection and low prices, they just happen to come along for the ride. Super One Foods, where low prices are just the beginning.
Albertson Barlow Insurance Services in Sandpoint is your trusted, independent, locally owned and operated full-service insurance company. Scott and Ty understand that insurance these days can get confusing. They're here to assist you through the process and explain your options clearly, providing you and your family the right coverage for every need. Life, health, property, auto, and more. Contact Albertson Barlow Insurance in the old Powerhouse building, online at Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. It's time to cram the RAM to benefit the Bonner County Food Bank. From now until Thanksgiving, get $5 off any oil change with the donation of at least two cans of food. We also just received confirmation Mopar's extended the buy three, get one for a dollar tire promotion through the end of November. Call now to schedule your appointment. Same day slots available for oil changes. Remember, our certified technicians work on all makes and models. Pierce Auto Center.
Black men are the most likely Americans to die from lung cancer, and black people develop the disease earlier in life than others. Federal guidelines have nearly doubled the number of black Americans eligible for lung cancer screening. Insurance companies are required to cover these tests for those ages 50 to 80 who smoke or used to smoke. If that's you, talk to a doctor about lung cancer screening. For more information and to find a screening center near you, visit acr.org/mylcs. That's acr.org/mylcs.
Furnished by American College of Radiology.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. My guest today is Justin Murray, and he is the founder of the Great Smoky Mountain Jeep Invasion. It's an annual event for Jeep enthusiasts that's held in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Welcome so much for joining us, Justin. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
You bet. So, I am particularly fond of your story, and as I told you when I heard it the first time, but it's so rare for someone to stumble upon something that they love in their early ages and be able to take it to fruition and take that passion to drive them to create a career or work that benefits the lives and of others in some way, shape, or form, and really truly be able to expand it in all sorts of different directions so that it does take on a life of its own. And I so appreciate your willingness to share that with us. And after spending time in the Smoky Mountains and seeing how beautiful they really are, I can totally understand why there would be a big interest in that area for being able to get out there off-road and see what is going on there and all that beauty. If you would be so kind as to share with us your story about how that passion of yours got developed, and just let us know a little bit about what that was like.
Yeah, so my passion for Jeep started at a really early age. I had my first Jeep ride with my grandfather in Middle Tennessee, and we were just riding through the landscape nursery farms there. And so, I always, as a young boy, the 80s, of course, I love cars and stuff like that. And then when I turned 16, I got a Jeep of my own.
Wow.
And had a lot of fun with it with my friends. A couple of my friends had Jeeps, and just young kids, going to college, and it was a lot of good times. And then, so I started a business in my 20s and really struggled with that business. It was a landscape business, and I just let it go, and decided just to start a Jeep club, just out of fun, just to kind of socialize. And it just really turned into a monster of a club, and we started doing a show, a Jeep show, and it also just really just took off and doubled in size every year. And we've been really, really fortunate to be able to give back to the community and do some charity events throughout the year. And so it's been really fulfilling.
I love that. And so here you are, a teenager, and you know that you love roaming around the mountains and doing off-roading in your Jeep. And is the, the whole club concept with off-roading, is that kind of a common thing, or was that something that was your brainchild?
Yeah, clubs have been around here in this area for a while. They had kind of fizzled out in the 80s. And so a group of us was a part of another Jeep club. We all met with this one particular club, but it fizzled out as well. So we decided to start our own club. And so it wasn't particularly my brainchild. It was a group of us. Mm-hmm. And we all met and voted on the name for the club. And it just so happened that club name, the Smoky Mountain Jeep Club, had been a club in the 60s and 70s, but they had, like I said, they had fizzled out in the 80s. So we revived that old club. And we were able to meet some of the old members and get some old memorabilia from the old club back in the day. So it was really cool.
Oh, fun. And so what kinds of things do Jeep clubs do as an organization? What are some of the activities that, that either you brought back to life or were some of the ideas that you had at that point?
Yeah, so what we usually do is we do a club ride once a month, and it's to different areas of this surrounding area, this Smoky Mountains. There's so much to explore around mm-hmm. here. And so we take a monthly ride, and it's free. We don't charge any membership fees or anything like that. We do a monthly ride, or we'll do a monthly social. So we'll meet somewhere, like a local business. And usually local businesses are very motivated to have us there. We bring in a lot of business. Our club is pretty large. We'll have at least 80 to 100 Jeeps on a ride.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
If we go to a restaurant, we get greeted pretty well.
I would imagine.
And a lot of times we can tie those rides or those socials into some sort of a charity event where we were asking for donations to, say, the local children's home or another organization that we used to really support, the Smoky Mountain Service Dogs. And they were an organization that trained dogs to take care of disabled veterans.
Oh, nice.
So that was really rewarding. Mm-hmm.
And then, so is that somebody, that sounds like a great job to go out and find out who you guys can contribute to. Is that one of the positions that you guys have?
Yeah, we get approached a lot, and we go through, we try to keep it local. So, yeah.
I love that. So I bet that does definitely increase the fondness for what you guys are doing. And so then when you guys go out on your 80 to 100 Jeeps and you guys go cruising through the mountains, is that an all-day event? Is that a weekend event? Or how do you guys set that up?
Yeah, it ends up being an all-day event. So it's can be a long day. We usually meet somewhere, say a Walmart somewhere. And if it's a really big group, we'll coordinate with the local police to just get us everybody out onto the road safely to our destination. So, it can be a lot to organize.
Oh, I would imagine. And so you kind of picked up where the group in the 60s and 70s had started, and then it fizzled out a little bit. And so what did you do different that kind of brought everything back to life?
I'm not so sure that it was something that I did. Back in 2008, the Jeep went from a two-door only Jeep Wrangler to a four-door. And that really changed the market. It gave a lot of people who had families the ability to get a Jeep. So I went from the two-door to four-door. The Jeep really became popular again. And so when I started the club back in 2011, we were really just riding that wave of popularity. So,
gotcha.
I wouldn't say it was something that I did in particular.
It was good timing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could say that.
Great. And so is that like something that a lot of people participate in? I mean, like, we have mountains here in Sandpoint that are spectacular, and my knowledge, we don't have a large organization for Jeep enthusiasts to get out there and cruise. So is that just kind of something that's a little bit different in your area?
Yeah, when I started a club, there wasn't a lot of clubs. Now there's a club on every corner. Jeep club on every corner, it seems like. So it is very popular. And because I think there's the national park here is the most visited park in the United States. And there's just so much around
right. This
area, all the lakes and rivers. That's just there could be a club at a different point, different area every day of the week, it seems like.
And then do you guys ever work together? Or is it just kind of, you guys have different goals and values and intentions?
Yeah, sometimes we do work together. That's how we started the Jeep Show. There was a club out of South Carolina that was coming here once a year anyways, and so we coordinated with them to meet with them and do a little show, and that's how our Jeep Invasion Show got started, really.
And so, what was that like to sit down and come up with that idea to do what were the ideas that you guys, came up with that got that started?
It was really simple. We just wanted to have a big get-together, see a lot of Jeeps, have camaraderie. We had some interest in some companies that were wanting to sponsor us, so we invited them and didn't think anything about it. And course, the companies came, and they were happy to have their, 300 customers right there in front of them. So that was great. And, we kept it simple. We met behind a store in Townsend, Tennessee, called the Jeepism Jeep Store. They sold different aftermarket parts for Jeeps. And so it really worked out. And it's right outside the National Park. And so it just really took off. It was a popular event.
Well, it sounds like everything just kind of kept falling in your lap, and it was just kind of you got breadcrumbed along. Did it kind of feel like that?
Definitely. We started the show, and I didn't make any money on the show for like the first 5 years, but it really grew fast. And after that, I remember making my first check. After 5 years, I made like a $5,000 check. And after that, it just doubled every year. And now it's, the show is doing millions. It's crazy.
Awesome.
Never in my wildest dreams would I have thought that it would have been to that point.
And so I'm just always curious, because a lot of times people will not step into being an entrepreneur because there's that fear that they won't be able to make money doing what it is that they love. And oftentimes, if they do have the courage to get started and decide to give it a try, if a couple of years go by and there's no money coming in, then they give up the dream. Was that ever a temptation for you?
No, because it was kind of a side gig for me. And I'm really stubborn and persistent. I know that's a model. Everybody's like, if you don't make your money back in 2 or 3 years, you need to give up.
Yep.
I'm just not that way. I just wasn't a quitter. So I stuck with it. It was something I was passionate about, something I loved, and it just wasn't willing to give it up.
Good for you. And so any insights on how you strategized around it? Because a lot of times people just... they just go, well, I've tried everything, or nothing's working, or, there's just, once there's no sign of, expansion or being able to make a living at it, people will just kind of start telling themselves all sorts of stories about how they can't make it work. But that stubbornness that you have and that willingness to keep going, what were some of your strategies to navigate around that?
I guess it goes back to my upbringing. My father was a very prolific store manager for Walmart. His store was the top-selling store by volume in the Southeast. And he used to always preach, never say the word can't.
Mm-hmm.
You say you can't do something, then you can't do it.
Right.
If you say you can do it, you can. And that voice in our heads telling us that we can't do it, and that fear, we all have it. We all fight it.
Yes.
I really fought it really hard. I try my best to not live my life in fear and try to keep a positive outlook and find the silver lining in the obstacles and the problems that you're going to have. It's, success is to me is not a straight line from point A to point B. It's a big zigzagging line. And you're going to have problems along the way. It's just how you handle them and keep your head up.
Good point. Really good point. And that is part of the value that I feel like I try to provide for the show, is the voice of people that have actually walked that walk and can testify that, yeah, you just keep going. You just be determined. You be stubborn. And look for some alternatives to navigate around what's not necessarily working out. And so was it something that you went from, you finally got a $5,000 check and then everything started doubling. Was there something that you discovered was a change that brought that energy and that, the opportunity to become profitable? Was there something in particular that changed?
I'm not sure. I think it's just the momentum of things. Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of the companies that were thinking about coming to my show were just watching us to see if we were going to survive. And if you can just survive and keep the business going, eventually that momentum will catch up.
Right.
And kind of a snowball effect, how I could say it.
Yep.
I mean, I started out as a little pea-sized, a little small, snowball here, and now it's a monster.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that is such a good point, too. I think that not only can it be the person that's, you know, developing the business or the concept, you know, they kind of have their own doubts about how things are going to happen and if they're going to be successful. But it's also eyes upon that business or that idea as well. It's like, you know, well, I'm not going to commit until I see that that person's got the fortitude and the determination to make it. So I think that's another really good testimony that, yeah, you know, prove yourself right by showing them what you're doing and that you're willing to, you know, take a little bit of a sluggish start to ultimately get where you want to go.
Exactly.
And did anybody ever try to discourage you when you, had a couple of years under your belt and nothing was really going on?
Yeah, for sure. My parents at the time were like, Justin, you just need to get a factory job. Just need to go work at the factory. You know, go there. You'll get your benefits. You get, you know. And I was like, that's just not me. I can't do it. I've got to do something on my own.
And
but yeah, there was plenty of times I was being discouraged.
And I bet your dad was super proud that he taught you that don't say you can't.
Right.
You got the message.
Yeah, for sure.
Good for you. All right. We have got to go to break, so stay tuned. We will be right back.
The Hydra on 2nd and Lake is Sandpoint's original steakhouse. Stop in today for lunch or dinner.
Mondays are local appreciation all day from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. 15% off your bill with an Idaho driver's license. No exclusions, even on fillets and crab legs. Proudly serving Idaho-raised and processed USDA choice beef and everything fried in Snake River Farms beef tallow.
Come on back to the Hydra for lunch or dinner today. The Hydra, 2nd and Lake in Sandpoint.
Sun Rental Center has been consistently reliable since 1979. Whether you're a large contractor or a homeowner with an important project, Sun Rental Center is your number one call for equipment rental and services. They go the extra mile, offering hourly, daily, weekly, monthly, and longer rental options with industry-standard products from John Deere, Doosan, Genie, JLG, Multiquip, Ditch Witch, Makita, Honda, Steel, and more. Sun Rental Center is open in Sandpoint Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
The savings continue with Bi-Mart's latest savings book. Pick one up in store today. World Kitchen's 16-ounce beef jerky is priced at $14.99. Uban's traditional roast ground coffee is sale priced at $12.99. Save $20 on a LifeSmart 6-element infrared heater. 170-ounce Arm & Hammer liquid detergent is sale priced at $12.99. And Savory Prime's duck jerky for dogs is $6 off. Shop and save now at Bi-Mart, where just $5 gets you a lifetime of savings.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with a Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Add warmth and ambience to your home or update your drafty old fireplace with a new efficient wood, pellet, or gas heater from the Stove Corral. Your local dealer of Lopi, Fireplace Extraordinaire, and DaVinci. Upgrade your old wood burner now. The 30% federal tax credit ends this year. On McNerney Road off Kootenai Cutoff in Ponderay. Take comfort in knowing they install and service what they sell. You are the heart of your home. Let them keep you warm. The Stove Corral.
We've got trade wars, rising costs, global chaos, and a skyrocketing national debt. It's no wonder gold keeps hitting record highs. With everything going on in the world, thousands of hardworking Americans are looking to help diversify their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated gold company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you can get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver if you qualify. Find out how you can diversify your savings, tax and penalty free today. Call 855-969-GOLD. That's 855-969-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. My guest today is Justin Murray, and he is the founder of the Great Smoky Mountain Jeep Invasion. And it's an annual event for Jeep enthusiasts that is held in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, which I was just lucky enough to get to go see the leaves changing there. And I wish I would have been able to have the opportunity to have a Jeep and go perusing around. But anyways, maybe next time. But just kind of thinking about the actual Jeep invasion, Justin, what can you, like, it's a three-day event. How many people come? What kinds of things do they get to experience, get to see? Tell us a little bit about what it's all about.
Yeah, so it's arguably the largest Jeep show in the world. It's kind of a trade show / Jeep show / nightlife after party type of deal. So we'll have about 300 different companies that will purchase booth space at the convention center, inside and outside, and they will display their products or sell the products for Jeeps. And it can range from bumpers to lights to wheels and tires. And we'll have all the major tire manufacturers there, all the different Jeep enthusiasts and Jeep is actually there. They come there and they display some of their concept Jeeps. And we'll have a show and shine competition. We'll have about 400 Jeeps that enter into that competition. And they will compete on who's got the nicest Jeep. Huh. And then we have an obstacle course down the street. So people can take their Jeeps on this about an 80-acre obstacle course behind a strip mall that we have over there in Pigeon Forge. And then once the show closes at the end of the day, there are different locations throughout Pigeon Forge that will have after parties, different restaurants and venues.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it's a long 3 days.
Yeah. And so how has that changed Pigeon Forge?
It's changed a lot. August was a very dead time of year for Pigeon Forge because it's a tourist town.
Yeah.
And they really depend on those tourist dollars. So when we were able to bring in another show in August, it really helped them out. We just did a economic impact report with our show in the city, and they reported that we did $24 million in revenue for the city.
For the city?
That's people coming in. Yeah, people coming in and you know, getting hotel rooms and gas and food. They calculate all that up into that $24 million.
Oh my gosh, that is so impressive. And so have they had to expand, like hotels, things like that, to accommodate?
They've built several hotels just in the past few years. And the LeConte Center itself had built a huge new parking lot for us. It was a $3 million parking lot. So, yeah, there's a lot of expansion going on in that town.
Oh my gosh. And so do you feel like that is like the ideal location? I mean, you know, I know it just kind of evolved organically, but I mean, was it just being the right place at the right time, or is there another location that would be kind of a dream location for you if you were to even get bigger?
It was the perfect timing and perfect place for this show. The LeConte Center, Convention Center was very new, and so their schedule wasn't booked up totally. And so we were able to get an August date with them, Now their schedule's completely booked. You can't get a show in there. If you wanted to have another car show there, you couldn't even book it there. So,
wow.
Timing was really good. We're right there in Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg, the Great Smoky Mountain National Park. I mean, it's a very busy area. A lot to do, a lot to see. So it's a perfect location. I've looked for other locations, and all the other convention centers just don't have that magic that Pigeon Forge has.
Mm.
That tourist town, the mountains, the rivers. And most importantly, the Leconte Center has huge parking lots, and that's not very common anymore with convention centers. Most convention centers are in downtown areas. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of available parking.
Right.
So, yeah, the Leconte Center Pigeon Forge is a golden spot for me.
And so when you were in this was just a little inkling of yours to get started this club, and did you have any preconceived idea of, like, what you would want it to become, such that it is right now?
I always wanted to grow it and make it big, but I had no idea that it would be this big. Every year we do this show, and I see the amount of people and the amount of Jeeps. It just blows my mind every year. I can't believe it. I can't believe there's that many people so enthused about Jeeps. Yeah. That would come from all over the world, all over the country to this event.
Wow.
And wait in line. I mean, there'll be four lines, two blocks long.
Oh,
it looks like
gosh.
A Taylor Swift concert to get into the event. And I can't believe it.
I so love that, and that it, you know, and the timing was right, the place was right, everything just kind of seemed to come into alignment, and the fact that people are coming from all over the world is pretty amazing too. I guess I didn't realize there was that much of a Jeep presence outside of the country, but I now that I think about it, the places I've been, yeah, I'm sure that that's probably true.
Yeah, we have people come from Germany, Australia. Of course, we've got people come from Canada and California. It's Jeeps worldwide. They sell a lot of Jeeps in Europe and Australia. So,
and so is this kind of a venue to maybe showcase something of the new models that are coming out or the new features that are coming out? So do you guys kind of get a little bit of a connection from Jeep where you get some exposure from that?
Yeah, so a lot of the companies, like I said before, there's 300 companies that come to our right. show, and our show has become the stage just to release new products for Jeeps, these different companies, because they know that there's going to be a lot of Jeep enthusiasts there, and this is where they're going to show and tell everybody about their new product. And so that happens a lot. It's my show. And then SEMA in Las Vegas is happening this week, and that's another show where companies will premiere their new products at. And I get called the SEMA Jeeps show. So,
I love that. Well, and I would imagine that the show being in August kind of helps that as well.
For sure.
Another good timing feature of yours.
Yeah. We've been very lucky. The only bad thing about August is how hot it gets. I have to be honest. It can be a really steamy show. It can be hot. So we always tell people, bring your walking shoes, wear light clothing, take breaks, drink water. Yeah, that kind of thing.
Right. Well, I would imagine being a Jeep enthusiast, you're kind of used to being outdoors. And so you probably are a little bit more tolerant than maybe, somebody that just wants to, go inside, be air conditioned and have the luxuries of the indoors during the hot summer months. So that's probably an advantage as well.
Yeah, we're a little bit different from the Cadillac drivers.
Yeah, exactly. Quite a bit. But so what does make a Jeep enthusiast different? What kind of sets them apart and what they're looking for?
Good question. It's kind of hard to say because I see so many walks of life in our club. So many different people from different areas of life. I don't know if I can put one thing on it other than the feeling you get when you drive the Jeep is very freeing, especially when you take the top down and the wind's in your hair and you have this vehicle that feels like it can go anywhere. It gives you this very empowering sense mm-hmm. of freedom. And I think that's what really attracts people to that vehicle.
Yep.
And now that it's a four-door, you can have your family involved in that experience. And that's what makes the whole Jeep experience in itself.
Yeah. And then they'll just get passed down for other generations as well, which is a good thing.
Definitely.
So I have a funny story to tell, is that when I first moved to Sandpoint, I'd never driven a four-wheel drive vehicle, and I'd never driven in the snow. And I was looking for a vehicle, and there was a Jeep Grand Cherokee on the side of the road. It was a 1995, and I bought it for $600, and it took me, just like you said, like I felt like I could go anywhere. I never felt any lack of confidence in driving in snow, going up and down mountains, and my friends would tease me because it didn't have a muffler, it was loud, it was, it wasn't in very good shape, but I couldn't imagine having a different vehicle because I felt like I could go and do anything. Being a girl from Arizona and California with no experience of driving in the snow under my belt. So I guess when you said that, I kind of understand. I guess I'm a little bit of a Jeep enthusiast myself because of that. So I love that.
I love it. I think I love that everybody has a Jeep story. I swear, every time I talk to someone, and I tell them what I do. Like, oh, I got this Jeep story. Let me tell you about it.
Yeah, I just remembered that. But yeah, I'm grateful because I don't know if I could have made it without that Jeep to kind of guide me along the way. Grateful for that. Anyway, we need to take another break, so stay tuned. We will be right back.
Every food you love is good food, and the foods we love, they're all a little different. At Yolks, we believe food is meant to be made just the way you like it. So whether it's filling you up, or giving you comfort, or trying something new, it's all good if you're making something you love. Whatever you're into, we've got you at Yolks Fresh Market.
Pope calling signals again. Speed option on the left side. Makes it. Puts it up. 5. Touchdown! Rocco Cole pump fake the pitch, turn the corner, put his foot in the dirt, and the Vandal offense is alive.
It's family weekend this Saturday the 8th when your Idaho Vandals host the UC Davis Aggies. Make the P1FCU Kibbe Dome loud for all those moms, dads, and the Vandals. The later kickoff is at 4. Get your tickets while you can at govandals.com.
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. So you ask, how do hands-free Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, it's like they have this invisible built-in shoehorn so your foot slides into place. Then our heel pillow keeps your foot comfy and secure. And Slip-ins are for the whole family, men, women, and kids, in all your favorite Skechers styles, from sneakers, casual shoes, and even sandals. Yes, even sandals. So raise your hands in the air and put your shoes on like you just don't care, because you just went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
With the North 40 Outfitters gift guide, you'll find something for everyone. From now through the 26th, get a $20 gift card when you spend $100 on Noble Outfitters footwear. Buy one, get one 50% off select denim. Get a free battery with select DeWalt and Milwaukee tools, plus 20% off Lego. And take up to 60% off select brands like Stanley, Sitka, Springfield, Hornaday, and more. There's more ways to save this season at North 40 Outfitters. Outfitting, work, and play.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, Your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected. Your floor mats are cleaned and delivered. And your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with the Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. My guest is Justin Murray, and he is the founder of the Great Smoky Mountain Jeep Invasion. We've been talking a little bit about how the Jeep enthusiasts are out there and how Justin has provided an opportunity for those to be able to discover more about Jeeps and their community and to find out about the newest and the greatest as far as Jeeps go. And, you know, Justin, it's so impressive to me that you're serving so many different needs by what was your dream and your vision. And, you know, you're giving money to different charitable organizations. You're providing the newest and exciting opportunities for them to enhance their vehicles or learn about vehicles and just kind of bring people together to be outdoors and enjoy something that they can be passionate about, not only for themselves, but with their families. And so there's so many contributions that came out of your dream and your passion. And, I totally love that and I applaud that. And like I said at the beginning of the show, it's something I wish I could wave a magic wand and allow everybody to be able to do. So, my hat's off to you on that. And that just makes me wonder what feels like the next best step for you. What's your visions and goals for where you guys go from here?
My vision and goal is to keep the show growing as much as possible, to not be complacent, always look for new ways to redefine the show. I have learned from other shows that complacency can be bad for mm-hmm. the entertaining events.
Yep.
Nobody wants to keep going to the same show every year.
Right.
So I always try to change it up and create a new atmosphere.
Love it. And is that your strength? Is that what you feel like you bring to the table?
I'm not sure. I wouldn't say it's my strength. The show has become its own thing, and it's been a challenge to keep it new every year because the same companies come back every year, and of course they're bringing their new products. But it's a balancing act.
Yeah, it's not just about them, right?
Right. But the customer to come and see them and community.
Right. And so how do you go about developing a team that kind of shares that your vision with you? Has that been something that's been exciting or something that's been challenging, both?
It's been challenging and exciting, of course. When you're dealing with people and in working environments, it can always be a challenge. But we've been very blessed that we have the Jeep Club and so many enthusiastic Jeep people in the club and that shared my same passion for Jeeps and the event. And a lot of these people that come to work for us, they love the event. They love the club. They love the community that we are able to provide. And so they're passionate about it. And so that really has been part of our great success, that we have such great people who are passionate about being there and working the event. They're just happy to be there. And so when you have people that are happy workers, you've got a happy business.
Yes, 100%. And so do you get people from other states, locations, or do you mostly just try to find people that are local to keep that local feeling there?
Yeah, we have a group of people that come back every year, and some of these people live out of state. It's families. There'll be a father-daughter team that will come in and work for us. We've really developed a really great community of people that help us with the show.
I love that. That must be a really interesting and kind of a fun process, especially because I think you said that you start working on next year's show now, right?
Correct.
It's kind of an ongoing project, but I'm sure that there's a lot of, you probably get to meet a ton of really interesting people and very passionate and motivated people.
There is such a demand for space at our show that we open up registration for these companies October 1st, and they have until February 1st to keep their booth. If they don't register by February 1st, it goes to the open market, and we have a long waiting list of companies that will take that booth as soon as it comes open.
That's so awesome. I love that. So anyway, what advice, if there's somebody that's listening and they have something that they totally love, that they've wanted to turn into some sort of a career, maybe don't know exactly what that looks like, just like you didn't, what advice would you offer?
Knowledge is power. The more you know about the product, the more you know about getting it out there, selling it, being your best person, being your best salesman, representing yourself, really looking at yourself and your own character. How are you going to handle all the no's, all the zigzags? It really will test who you are. Mm-hmm. And my best advice would be knowledge is power. Learn as much as you can about whatever it takes to run the business, whatever you want to do. Try to learn. Use all that time that you could be watching TV, some dumb sitcom show or whatever it may be, and educate yourself, empower yourself.
Absolutely. And so would you say that a lot of that knowledge comes from networking and reaching out to as many people that are in the know as possible?
For sure. And what I did was I went to other off-road events across the country and invited all these different companies to come to my show. And I got a lot of no's for a lot of years. And so, networking is huge. That's my main job with my business is networking.
Yeah. And, and I think to have the attitude of, not to be competitive, but to be willing to learn and to be willing to share and kind of having a collaborative give and take in the process.
For sure. I definitely take a lot of pride in bringing the people around me up, trying to help them, help me. It goes back and forth.
I love that. So we're just at the end of the show. I just want to make sure that anybody listening that might be interested in going to the show, how would they find out more about what they need to do, tickets, dates, things like that? What's the best way for them to find that out?
Yeah, it's really easy. Go on Google and punch in Great Smoky Mountain Jeep Invasion, and we have a website there with all the details.
Great. And so like hotels and things like that, do they need to get on that sooner than later? What's timelines looking like for that kind of thing?
For sure, sooner than later. Okay. Yeah, they do sell out, but there is lots of options in that area, not just hotels. There's lots of rental cabins. I mean, I'm talking hundreds and hundreds of rental cabins. But if you want to be close to the event and be close to the action, there's some really nice hotels. But for sure, you need to get on it right now. If you go on our website, we have some sponsored hotels that sponsor our event, and they get some discount rates.
Great. Well, and I can testify, if you can't make it to the Jeep Invasion, go there for the leaves changing, because that's an experience as well. I'm happy I got to enjoy that, and I'm happy I got to meet you. And I so appreciate you being on the show, Justin. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
I really appreciate being on the show.
All right. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening in. That's our show for today. Be sure and join me next month. And in the meantime, remember, now is your life. Get out there and really live it.